This recording, Montenegro 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. The area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed to work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so she made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unnecessary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice, for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singed in a tune for her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. When I was a little kid, I had 6 years old, when we got the satellite dish, and I started watching foreign programs. I watched Cartoon Network, and I watched the same cartoons as I watched on our television programs in our language that were synchronized, and that way I could learn some of my first English words because I was watching the same cartoons in original English language, and that's how I started learning English. By the age of 9, when I was with my mother and my brother on our summer vacation on the coast, there was a basketball team from Sheffield, England, that was there playing a game with the local team, and after the game they handed out to the audience some stuff with the logo of their team, and when I saw that they were hanging out yo-yos, and then I approached the team players and asked in English, do they have any more yo-yos left for me? And the guy said he was sorry that they ran out of yo-yos, but he gave me a badge. During that time, my mother was amazed because she didn't know that I can speak English. And until then, she wasn't really happy with me watching that much cartoons and everything, but when she saw that I am learning English by watching cartoons, after that she let me watch cartoons all I wanted. And that's my first English teacher. Drago mi je što mogu da pomognem mojoj prijateljici Sari. Nadam se da će nekome biti od koristi ovaj snimak što sam napravio.